That's my ninth chakra of Houston.
First of all, my millions of dandas pranam in the lotus feet of my ritual. Guru Pad Padma Nitya Lila Praveshtong Vishnu Pad Shri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru. Nitya Lila Praveshtong Vishnu Pad Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. By whose grace I am coming everywhere in the world and all are listening due to him. He inspired me to come and to preach. I went so many places, midst of ocean, top of mountains, forest, and everywhere I saw his glory. So even those who are coming, I think that they are coming by reading their books, his books, and inspired by them. So my dandat pranam in his lotus feet. In very short time, couple of years, he preached everywhere in the world the transcendental words, Vani of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Rupa Goswami and his Gurudev Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. He wrote so many books, man cannot imagine how wonderful work he has done. Now, I'm giving thanks to those who have arranged this festival. By their mercy we are hearing, and also to the persons, the management, they have given this temple to speak Harikatha Srimad Bhagavatam. And also so much thanks to you all that have come and you are inspiring me to speak Hari Katha. I am going to tell Srimad Bhagavat Katha. First, when Brahma was created from the navel of Garbhodaya Sai Vishnu, and he wanted to know from where I am coming, and thus coming and going on the common law. But he could not find any limit of that. And then he came on the lotus flower where he was and began to think, what should I do? Then by the mercy of Krishna, a sound came from water, tapa, tapa. And then he began to do austerities. After 1,000 years, Narayan came in his heart and he gave him the power of creation that he can create. Then Brahma told, Prabhu, I am worshipping you and praying you that when I will do this creation, then it may be that false ego will come that I am independent creator of this world. And that is the reason of ruin. So please be merciful that I should not have that false ego. Then Narayan told him this Bhagavad Katha that we are going to. And after that, Brahma told it to Narada, and Narada told to Vyasa. and Vyasa told to his son, who was detached from world and he was Brahmagyani, but even very tactful and pitiful, loving sweet pastimes of Krishna, attracted him, and he came. And thus he taught him Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Sukadeva Goswami, he told to Parikshit Maharaj. And after that, Sut Goswami was in Nameshwaranya. There 88,000 of rishis asked this question. We are very fearful of this Kali Yuga. And there prayena alpa ayusah sapya klasmin juge janam manda sumanda matyo manda bhagya upadvita. In this iron age Kali Yuga, very short life, and after that they will be very manda. Manda means fortuneless. And what they will do, but in the end they will see no happiness, suffering and suffering. Manda bhagya, that they will have no good association of Vaishnavas, who can tell Hari Katha. And always so much upadra. So much samasya, problems from everywhere, especially old age will come. We cannot hear in old age, and we will die very soon. When we will die, nothing. So please, you have heard from your Gurudev Sukadeva Goswami. You know all epics, you know all Veda, Upanishad, Puran, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and everything. You know Srimad Bhagavat. Now you should tell what should we do, and by what our soul will be happy. He never asked for body, but he asked soul, because he knew that we are not this body. You should also know that we are not this physical body. In the end, you will be all and give up this body. And what you are collecting, one farthing you cannot take with you. Your children's husband, wife, anyone will go with you. Then why you are doing so much labor like donkeys? Something you should think about this. And from you should know very well that not a single farthing we will take from this world. Then why? But by chanting and remembering and hearing of this Srimad Bhagavatam, your life will be successful. Very soon Krishna Bhakti will come. Don't give importance of money making. Never. It cannot satisfy you. By that money you cannot be happy. Always troublesome, so many problems it brings. So he is telling that, sadhu, kindly tell us that how our soul can be happy. After that, Sut Goswami, he did pranam to his Gurudev. Yang prabhajantam anupetam apetakrityam dvai payano viraha kathara ajubhava putreti tanmayataya tarvophinedu sarvabhutaridem munimatam to Sukadeva Goswami. He just came from the womb of his mother and at once gave up house and ran towards forest. He never saw back who is father, who is mother, who is who. what is world? And then Sukadeva Vyas Dev, O Putra, where you are going? O Putra, O Putra, O my son. Then only forest echoed him. Oh, who is Putra? Who is son? Who is father? In that world, no one. Only Krishna is protector. Nothing else. And then, who is it that Sukadeva Goswami? In Gopal Champu, it has been told that this Sukh was first the very dear parent of Srimati Radhika. Very dear. Srimati Radhika used to teach him Krishna, Krishna. And he used to speak, oh, beautiful, like Sukh, Krishna, Krishna. And Srimati Radhika used to give him sweet rice. So he was very happy there. But as he was bird, by his nature, he flew away from there and went just in the garden of Nand Baba, where Krishna and Madhu Mangal were talking something. He sat on that garden on a very dense tree branch. Very green leaves were there. And he sat there that anyone cannot see. And then he began to speak, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna Sadhu, from where sound is coming? As if Srimati Radhika is speaking. So he saw very Radhika, but not Radhika only, he saw that, parrot, there. And then he called, parrot, come on. Krishna is so sweet, his voice is so sweet. Krishna will call and who cannot come? All can come. So he came and sat on the hand of Krishna. And Krishna began to call Crossing. What you are telling, speak more. Then he told Krishna, Krishna. And after that super told, I'm very unlucky, very unlucky. Very unfortunate. My Swamini ji, you to give me sweet rice. And he used to learn me to speak Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But as I am bird, so I flew from there and I have come here. So I am very unfortunate. Krishna, he has so much attraction for that bird. And he was talking with bird. In the meantime, Lalita Vishakha came there and told, Krishna, this parrot is of our Swamini Radhika, please give, and we will take it and give him. Because she cannot live without this parrot. Please give. Krishna told that if he is yours and your master, and you should call, and if it goes to you, then it should go. Then they replied, in this world there is none, no one, that you will keep that with you. And anyone can call you. Only Radhika can come call. And he come. But none of them. Then Krishna told, I cannot give, but you should call and he should go. I have no objection. Then went to Yashoda Maiya and began to tell, this Krishna has kept our parrot of Radhika. Please give. Please take it and give. Otherwise, Radhika will very, very worry. then Yashoda Maiya told that, you should sit here. And she went where Krishna was playing with that bird. At once she took that bird. Oh, bogus boy, what are you doing? Always playing with birds and animals. And then, come up. And he took the hand of Krishna. At once come with me and take bath, and your father is waiting for you for prasadam. And thus Krishna could not do anything. And she took him and dragged him to house. And this parrot was given to Radhika. Lalita Vishakha took it and gave it to Radhika. Then Radhika again. When Krishna pastimes was finished, and Radhika and all Krishna went to their, returned back to their Golok Dham Vrindavan. This parrot wanted to go, but Krishna told, you must be here. When we are going, none will be that anyone can tell this my sweet pastimes. So please, you should be here. And by remembering us, you will take darshan of me. So don't be worried. Then they went, and this parrot was there in this world. After some time, the parrot wanted to hear Krishna's sweet pastime. He went in Kailash, and there in Kailash, Shankar, Mahadev, Dev Mahadev, he is Vaishnava, Vaishnava Nang Yathasambhu. So he was telling same katha of Srimad Bhagavatam, sweet pastimes of Krishna. That is called Amar Katha. Amrit of heavenly planet is really not Amrita. After one cult, all demigods will go. Even Brahma will have to go. Krishna Katha is more than Amrita sweet nectar. When Parikshit Sukhdev Goswami began to speak Hari Katha in the council of Parikshit Maharaj, demigods came and told, please take this nectar and give it to Parikshit Maharaj, and give this Srimad Bhagavatam to us, we will take it and go. Then Sukhdev Goswami laughed and told them, really you are very big cheaters. You want to take this nectar thousand and billions times go better than that, this, and you want to cheat Parikshit and me, go back at once. And then he began to tell it. After that hearing, Sukh Goswami is telling to Saunak Rishi, 88,000 Rishi, 88,000 Rishi, so many persons. And by this hearing, Parikshit was detached from whole world. He took his heart, mind in hate, and from hate he took it in Krishna. And he left this body, and then Taksha, poisonous snake, came and bite him, and his bird Sarir was burned. But really was not burned. So this Srimad Bhagavat is, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, samast yugon ki sarvakalin, सर्वत्री और सब समस्याओं का समाधान इस श्रीमद् भागवत में है. क्या इन दी श्रीमद् भागवत ऑल दी ऑल दी प्रॉब्लम्स पास्ट फ्यूचर एंड प्रेजेंट all, of all world, of all prani, living beings, is Srimad Bhagavata. All doubts will go, and surely I know, if anyone hear this sweet pastimes of Krishna, especially first canto and last 11th canto, all kinds of knowledge, Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva will come. And he will surely be detached, I know. And after detached, they must have Krishna Bhakti, pure Uttama Bhakti, and by that they will go to transcendental world. Surely. But hearing this Srimad Bhagavatam and reading of this Bhagavatam, if detachment of world is not going, if the attractions of ladies and vice versa, gentlemen, not going, then he is foolish person, ignorant. Even hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, those who read, those who speak, those who chant and remember this Bhagavat, surely they will be detached from world. They cannot be engaged in. And if any problems comes, they will not give those to them. They will not tell that, oh, this person has given me this pain, problem. Tatte nukampam susamikshmar. Bhunjan evatma kitam vipakam. Hidvak bapubhi vidathan namaste. Jivet jasa mukti pade bhava. Those who will think that this suffering is coming, this pain is coming, this problem is coming due to my own activities, past activities, bad activities, what I have done. And by mercy of Krishna, I should tolerate. Oh, that person is not guilty for that. Oh, my activities only. So he will tolerate and do pranam to Krishna. Oh, very soon Krishna Bhakti will come in his heart. In Gita also Krishna has told, what? Dukhesu anudigmana. Sukhesu vigat spriha. Gatmud. Ragbhaya krodha sthiti muni hi ucchati. A person who never becomes worried for sufferings. Never. And he never wants any happiness in his life. What coming? Due to what he has done, good or bad, tolerating. And be tarag bhai krodha. Never becomes angry. And be tarag. All kinds of attachment goes away. And that person is Muni. And very soon he will have Krishna Bhakti and be. So we should read Srimad Bhagavatam and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, so many exalted sannyasis have come. Tirtha Maharaj, Padmanabha Maharaj. Sajjan Maharaj, Dandi Maharaj, Shroti Maharaj, all have come. You are very fortunate, then you will hear. I request you that we will at this time glorify Krishna sweet master from birth of Krishna up to when he was in Vrindavan, Rasa and others. And I request you to speak on other subjects of Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, especially. When Krishna has told to Uddhava, at the time of departure of sun. Very, very cold thing. By this bhakti will come, all attraction will go. Gaur Pramanande. One Kirtan. You. One Kirtan.